One of the biggest threats to your artistry, your creativity, is comparison.
Hey, I'm Lara, an artist, educator, and entrepreneur who's danced through life in Australia, London, and California. Now I'm an Aussie in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Juggling roles as an artist, ex-dancer, current actor, author, professional educator, and qualified life coach, I'm also a wife and mother of two. Join me on this podcast crafted for creative souls at every level, entrepreneurs, artists, dreamers, and hope-filled humans alike. I'm here to guide you towards a life of love, purpose, adventure, and boundless creativity. As a healthy, wealthy, and wise creative soul, I invite you to hit subscribe for weekly inspiration. Anticipate solo episodes, exclusive interviews with creative luminaries, and insightful discussions with my hottie hubby, Andrew, a specialist performance physical therapist, as we delve into the dynamics of relationships and more. Dive into a 360-degree view of making a creative life you'll love.
One of the biggest threats to your artistry, your creativity, is comparison. So we need to crush that comparison, and I want to give you some secrets to creative freedom. I'll start with sharing when I first noticed comparison robbing my unique creative voice, so that you can see where maybe you're getting caught up in a same pattern. But growing up, creativity was my playground. There were no rules. No standards to meet, just pure joy in making and creating. It was a time of exploration and innovation and just boundless imagination. In this haven, my confidence really soared and my skills blossomed. And it's interesting that when we have that safety in our creativity, that's where confidence and skill can really blossom. But like every hero's story in writing, as I ventured into the world, comparison reared its ugly head. At 17, I left home for Sydney to pursue a dance degree, and while the whispers of comparison were present, my inner creative voice still remained strong. It's like I had this really great balance where there was a little bit there, but I was able to still create. Comparison had not taken over. 3 years later, I returned to my hometown where opportunities were scarce, but my passion for creativity and creating stuff burned really bright, and I was able to continue to create unfazed by any external judgments. And it was fun. It was playful. But my adventure continued. I wanted bigger things, more influential things. I wanted a bigger platform. So then came London, a city teeming with talent and competition like I had never seen it before. And comparison hit me like a tidal wave. It was actually part of the Olympics of the culture that I was in. But what it did is I became a perfectionist in everything I did. And boy, in creativity and artistry, comparison and perfectionism become the assassins of your creativity. They're things to really watch out for. And you'll hear in my pattern that when comparison began, perfectionism began. So just watch for those things, because they really will destroy your ability to hear your own creative voice. And my creative voice in this season got buried under the fear of not being as good as the next person next to me. So I would perfect my craft, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. But perfectionism, to the point that it silences your voice, is something to watch out for. And I began in this perfectionism and comparison to scrutinize my every move, to try and get everything flawless. And it wasn't just about artistic prowess anymore. It was about how high I could leap, how perfectly I could perform, and how flawlessly I could conform. And my journey, and that's why I share it, mirrors the struggles many creative face when confronted with the harsh reality of comparison. It stifles your creativity and it suffocates the vibrant spirit that once thrived in you, absent of all that judgment and comparison. You know, but amidst the internal chaos, there was always a glimmer of hope within me and a reminder that we do have within us limitless creative potential, and it can be let loose at any time when we're mindful and we're aware of the patterns that are going on for us. So in your artist journey, make sure that you're aware that your creative expression in within that. Don't let that comparison lurk, because it's a silent adversary ready to extinguish that spark of inspiration, that innovation that sits within you. This is a familiar scenario. We pour our heart and our soul into a project fueled by passion and imagination, only to have our confidence shattered by the perceived superiority of someone else's work. Whether you're scrolling through social media feeds and watching others sing, dance, or paint, we often encounter like somebody else's masterpiece, be it our friend or a stranger. And that shadow of comparison can suddenly cast doubt upon your own artistic endeavor. You know, how's that person's self-tape? Or how's that person, what technique did they use that I didn't have? But amidst this struggle, it's really crucial to remember that creativity thrives on authenticity. You possess a unique perspective and a unique creative voice waiting to be expressed. It runs through you, it courses through your veins. It's something that we're born with, that creative source. And some of us think, oh no, that's not me, I'm not a creative person. Not true. Creativity is something everybody has, and in whatever field they go in, they can either access it or not. But obviously in this context, we're talking about creative entrepreneurs and artists and that kind of side. But instead of measuring ourselves against this external standard, it's important to embrace the beauty of our individuality and celebrate the journey of our own creation, free from the constraints of comparison. Creativity, according to William Plomer, creativity is the power to connect the seemingly unconnected. And that's what you get to do. You get to find how to connect things with your creative expression. However, how do you strike a balance between navigating comparison and also the uniqueness in your creative pursuits? Because while it may seem harmless to some to compare our work with others, because maybe that helps us become better, maybe even sometimes, like, you know, you hear things like steal like an artist, those sorts of thing, nothing's original. What about all of that conversation? What if we're just emulating their style because it's great and it's successful and it's done well for us? But it's not really that we're looking at. We're looking at the impact of comparison on your creativity, because it really can be profound. When we constantly measure ourselves against external standards, we risk diminishing our own creative voice and stifling our own innovation. When you give over mindlessly to comparison, it breeds self-doubt and insecurity, leading to a loss of confidence in your abilities. Moreover, it can really foster a culture of competition rather than collaboration when you're doing creative work in a team, which we so often are, and it can hinder your ability to connect authentically and trust your own artistic expression. And when you're refining your skill set, we want to make sure that as we do that, we're not partnering with comparison and perfectionism, so that you can continue to get really strong at what you do and your skill set, while at the same time not losing your unique creative voice. Because comparison not only breeds conformity, but also the unwanted competition. And it really does stifle the very essence of your creativity. Your creativity is your unique voice. Because when we're creating and making, comparison hijacks our creative process and it leads us to conform rather than create. It says, I need to wear what that person's wearing instead of this dress that I made and that I really love. Or I need to have that on my wall because everyone else does, even though I really like this on my wall. Can you see where I'm going with this? It whispers doubts. It questions your ability and your worthiness until you find yourself trapped in a cycle of imitation rather than innovation. And this matters because some of the most well-known artists and makers, like Sia, very unique, Charlie Chaplin, Fred Astaire, Michael Jackson, Shakespeare, these artists are renowned for their innovation and unique contributions, for doing it a little differently to others. But wait, I know some of you are saying, but competition is part of what I do as an artist, so what? Competition is inherent in settings such as auditions, and I'm being compared by the panel, whatever context it is for you. But it's not solely about outperforming others or getting higher on the charts or whatever it is, or getting that New York Times bestseller. Some of these things we can't control, although we do want to be aware that competition exists and that our skill set needs to be marketable if that's the, you know, fits the context that you're in. But while showcasing your skills is essential, your uniqueness truly sets you apart. Judges, audiences, consumers, directors are often looking for creatives and performers who bring something fresh and original to the table, something that distinguishes them from the rest of the pack. So it takes some wisdom. So while it's vital to demonstrate creative technical proficiency and work on that, whatever that context for your creative expression, it's equally crucial to infuse your performance or your artistry or whatever with your personality and interpretation and your creativity. Ultimately, combining skill and individuality leaves a lasting impression and increases your chances of success in your work. It also really increases your sense of joy, because within you, you're trusting that your ideas matter and you're giving platform to that. Comparison, yes, it can be relentless, but so is your ability to develop awareness and resilience around it. Because you can break free from that shackle called comparison by shifting your perspective, by prioritizing self-expression over conformity, and surrounding yourself with a supportive community that really encourages you to improve your skills and techniques and to be authentic and say, I love that. And then you learn, hey, my ideas matter. And you've got that within a collaboration. Okay, as a life coach and an artist, it's time for us to take some deliberate action. You need to prioritize your creative voice and your creativity, even amidst the chaos of life. Engage in artistic ventures, experiment without fear of comparison. Just say, today I'm going to experiment, I'm going to play. Dare to be different and unique. Don't just go, oh, well, I had this idea, but I'm going to go with this one because it's safer. Listen to your internal compass. Play, innovate, and rediscover the joy of play. And rest. Rest is important to get to play. You need that white space in your life in order to play and hear your creative voice. Creativity is boundless, and the journey is yours to embrace. You do not run out of creativity. You run out of bandwidth mentally, so create that space. Try these action steps to get you started. Number one, understanding the impact. Reflect on how comparison is hindered your own creative pursuits or caused you doubts. Now, you may remember that recently I released a beautiful journal called the Creative Purpose Journal. And maybe some of these things I'm putting down, you could replay or come back to depending on where you are. And grab that journal. You can get it at my website on the homepage. It will link there, larabiancapilcher.com. And use it to reflect on how comparison has hindered your own creative pursuits or caused you doubts, or where maybe it's affecting you. So number two, shifting perspectives. Recognize that creativity is an expression of your creative voice and that it's essential to your self-expression and your fulfillment. It actually is essential. And it's not just me saying that, but creativity and being able to express that is part of what brings you joy in life. Number three, you know, you've got to navigate societal expectations. So you explore moments where you felt pressured to conform and how it's affected your creativity. Four, healing through creativity. Consider the role of your creative activities so far in your emotional well-being and your personal growth, and allow healing and not destructive comparison. And I remember this, it was huge for me, allowing my art to be therapeutic. I would walk into the dance studio at 17 in Sydney, and for the first couple of years, I would walk in and not be mindful, and I would look in the mirror and compare and despair and allow myself that creativity became like, it wasn't the creativity, but my mind that allowed that time to be destructive rather than therapeutic and beautiful and healing in my life. So watch for that. That's really important. Allow yourself to reflect and heal rather than go destructive.
Another thing that takes a bit of mindfulness. Mindfulness is just being able to be aware of what's going on, feel your emotions and not let them hijack your day. But finding inspiration in unexpected places, it's like looking for experiences to discover beauty in unlikely circumstances. So you can stir your creative well and your inspiration in your innovation will return to you, your playfulness, because you're looking for opportunities. A great example of that is I had on the show a few episodes back, Cheryl, who is an incredible script writer. And she talked about one day that she felt a bit blocked, but she put herself in a visceral environment. She went down and she was writing a scene at a gravestone where someone had passed away. And she used that visceral experience of actually going down there to write. And I'm not suggesting you do that, but put it in your context to actually access play and get your mind wandering and get visceral. And number six is stay mindful of the journey. I've mentioned that. Try some unique strategies for maintaining awareness without succumbing to comparison. Like I said, my strategy as I walked into the dance class with that mirror in front of me and all the other bodies in tight clothes, I said to myself, this will be therapeutic, not destructive. And that mindfulness changed my approach. Now, comparison may have clouded your creative voice, but it cannot extinguish the flame of creativity burning within you. You just need to learn to listen to it again. Forge ahead with courage and conviction and celebrate your uniqueness. If you start to really look at the kind of successful artists, and that's a spectrum of how we define success, around you, you'll find so much uniqueness in both their physical appearance, their personality, and their art. And it's really beautiful when you accept that and stop being your own worst enemy. Embrace that creativity, which is the key to unlocking a creative life of fulfillment and joy. Thank you for being with me, listening to Crushing Comparison, Secrets to Your Creative Freedom. And I am, as always, with you on the journey, friends. Don't forget to build a life of love, purpose, adventure, and boundless creativity. You can take a step towards that by going to larabiancapilcher.com and seeing what I offer. I've got blogs, podcasts, I've got coaching, I've got the creative reflective journal called the Creative Purpose Journal, aimed at helping you to flourish and grow in your artistry, your creative life, your creative entrepreneurial walk, whatever it is for you. And can you jump on to the platform you're on and just leave a review? Thank you. Somebody did that the other week and I just saw it. I think it was Krista, a friend of mine, which was so beautiful. And I just saw that yesterday, but I really do read them and it means a lot and it helps others listen to this show. With you on the journey, friends. Until next time. Phew, today's masterclass is done. I love reaching back and saying I've done this and helping you learn the easy way. If you want more, head to larabiancapilcher.com for show notes, links, freebies, my blog, coaching and courses. And you can also head to my socials, larabiancapilcher on Instagram and Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and Pinterest. Thanks again for listening. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the world to me. And of course, keep on living the healthy, wealthy, wise artist living towards your dream life. Bye, friends. P.S. Shout out to my hottie hubby, Andrew Pilcher, who does all the editing on this podcast.